And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I have got such a fun show for you today, especially if you're like me, and you love money, and you love sports, and you love winning. Because you see, last week, we experienced significant winning, and I'm talking about you, the state of Louisiana. Do you realize that that one ping pong ball dropped in your favor and you got the number one lottery pick and, of course, that Zion Williamson? And what about our good buddies up here in NorCal? Even though the Sacramento Kings are out of it and my San Francisco Giants are utterly and completely pathetic, although I love them and cheer for them, how about those San Jose Sharks and how awesome they are at winning? And then what about you, Golden State Warriors? You are the epitome of winning, even without Kevin Durant. And that is why I want to ask you a very simple question. Are you ready? Are you winning at your life? I'm talking real wins, not just look in the mirror and pretend like you're winning or have to go home every night and have three glasses of wine winning. I'm talking about winning with your heart, winning with your soul, winning with your kids, winning with your spouse, winning with your dogs, and of course, winning with your money. Because you know what I've learned? I've learned that every single day, you, your kids, your loved ones, your spouse, you are pressured to win. You got to win at everything you do, right? And of course, I'm talking sports, I'm talking school, I'm talking job. And we even give participation trophies out. So the thing is, you, your moms, your dads, you're aware of how important winning is. And that is why I really want to dive deep into this subject. Because you know what the facts say? The facts say that 65% of you dislike your job. I can't even imagine going to work every day and being miserable. And then I was reminded of something about me. You see, I own the largest business of its kind. I'm Ronnie Deutsch, that tax lady. I got TV commercials airing all over the place. But I have to admit to you, there was a time when I was utterly and completely miserable. So now when I look in the mirror and I'm honest with myself, I'm able to answer that question positively. I didn't like my job at one time. Now, what about love? Are you winning as it relates to love? And I'm talking madly in love winning. I'm not talking, Ronnie, I'm with my spouse, I'm with my wife, my husband, my lover. Yeah, they're great. I'm talking winning, Mike. Because if you're not winning with your kids, if you're not feeling connected with your family, your siblings, or yourself, I have good news for you. You can change, and you can win like the New Orleans Pelicans won. You see, they only had a 6% chance of winning, and they won. So many of you are facing large obstacles. I got good news for you. If you have the courage to change, you can win. If you want a different life, you can win. You want a new career? You want to date someone else? You can win. But you got to be willing to ask the tough questions when you look in the mirror. And one of those questions that you've got to ask relates to money. Are you winning with your money? Do you have enough money in your retirement accounts? How about your mutual funds and your stocks? You see, I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned that when you retire, you won't have enough money, which is why I, of course, bring on money-making Mark Gabhart and regular Joe Ming from West Coast Swiss Group.
Good morning, Ronnie. How you doing?
Ronnie.
Joe and Mark, the thing that I love most about you is you understand how important winning is. Mark, that is why I want you to educate our audience on some of the questions that investors should be asking their financial advisors, but they're too afraid to do it.
Well, Ronnie, a lot of times even when we meet with people that have money with other advisors and they're going to move it over to us, we kind of prepare them and what to expect from their advisors and the questions to ask is about fees. Not just what are you charging in terms of management fees, at blah, 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 but get them to explain to you how much in fees did I pay last year?
Dollar amount, right?
Dollar amount. Give me the exact amount. How much did I pay you last year for my portfolio that last year probably went nowhere if not down? How much did I pay for that? How much have I paid since I've been a client of yours in total? Because that's the only thing that matters. Secondly, in terms of my returns, what were my actual returns, not my average returns? There's a difference. In my experience, when you ask them about actual returns versus average returns, most of them don't even know what that means, let alone can they produce those numbers for you. That should be a huge red flag.
Why is it though, Mark? My problem is this. Why is it that when I get my statement, I don't know. Why isn't it that the dollar amount you're talking about, why don't I just get that on my statement? The SEC, they're supposed to be protecting us. I don't understand that. That's frustrating. It's like this big puzzle when I go into the advisor office. Why is this such a big mystery? Call us for a complimentary portfolio review. Again, we never charge fees. It's guaranteed asset protection, so you don't lose money in the market. We have winning strategies. West Coast Swiss Group, we are local, regional, 916-900-6666, 916-900-6666.
Another issue that investors need to be aware of are losses. How is it possible that you've got millions of investors that are clueless, not only about how much they're paying in fees, but also losses? Why is this such a relevant question for your advisor?
The reason why losses are so important, and we talk about this all the time, this is where we get into the average return and your actual return. Average returns mean nothing to you, absolutely nothing. The only thing you should care about are your actual returns, because that tells you how much money in dollar terms you're actually making and or losing at times.
Well, what's funny is in January of 2018 to now, most people with all the cheerleading, you got Trump saying, well, the market's doing great, and you got other people in the stock market saying the market's rallying. But since 2018, January to right now, the stock market and the S&P are pretty much at the same number. So any gains these people have had in their 401ks is probably from the money they put in, right, Mark? I mean, I don't know this stuff.
It's absolutely from the money they've put in over the past year. And we do not only complimentary portfolio reviews for new clients or prospective clients, but with our current clients, we do a six-month review, an annual review, however often they need it, but at least once a year. And this year, it's amazing because 9 out of 10 people that come into my office that are current clients, they are all under the assumption that the market was up 10-15% last year. Every single one of them says, well, the market did well last year, right?
It didn't.
The market was down last year. But everybody is under this assumption that the market was up.
So if I had 400 grand last year in January of 2018 to right now, it's likely that I could even have less than the market because I paid fees because I was with my financial advisor.
Exactly.
I could have less.
Yes.
That's why West Coast Swiss Group is so unique, Joe. Not only do you protect and grow money, but you can predict what their retirement amounts are going to be. Now, how is that possible when there's an infinite number of financial products in the market?
When predicting, especially when it comes to retirement, we have a system where we sit down with you, we look at all the assets you own, whether it's real estate, stocks, gold, commodities, anything. We take it all into consideration. And we look at it and say, you know, we ask the simple question, one, when do you want to retire? Two, when you do retire, what kind of monthly and or annual income do you want to retire with?
And financial advisors cannot do that.
Not only do we want to make sure that you have the money that you want during your retirement, we are going to make sure that that money never runs out, that you are receiving that stated amount that you want to get every year until you pass away. It doesn't matter if you are in retirement for 10 years, 15 years, or 50 years. We will make sure that you are receiving your annual amount for the remainder of your life.
So if you want a predictable retirement, we're the guys to do it. West Coast Swiss Group. Call for your complimentary portfolio review. Never any fees, guaranteed asset protection, winning strategy. West Coast Swiss Group. We're local. 916-900-6666. That's 916-900-6666. To get more answers for those important questions for your advisors and about your financial portfolio.
These questions are essential.
Go to our website, www.westcoastswissgroup.com. That's westcoastswissgroup.com. We'll make your retirement yodel.
I love that yodel. Again, everyone, that was money-making Mark Gabhart and regular Joe Ming. They are our financial guys with West Coast Swiss Group. I love them. They are amazing. Again, if you've got questions related to your portfolio, don't hesitate to reach out to West Coast Swiss Group for all of your financial needs. All right, everybody, if you love sports as much as I do, you've got to stick around because I'm bringing on our sports dude out of Las Vegas for a very lively discussion. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The typical financial advisor can't prevent your portfolio from the next stock market correction and the 6 to 9 years it takes to recover. Business owners, tired of accountants forcing you to spend money just to avoid the tax man?
We're money-making Mark
and regular Joe
of iHeartRadio's Ronnie Deutsch Show. We can do what financial advisors and accountants can't. Call West Coast Swiss Group at 916-900-6666. 916-900-6666. We'll make your retirement yodel.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services, tax expert on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. It's time to take care of your tax issues. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Here at OIC Tax Services, we have terms and financing, so I don't want you to feel that you have to pay all of our fees up front. We are affordable, so please call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Or go to OICTaxServices.com. Thank you.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet? One drug after the other, the continual numbness and tingling, balance problems, and decreased quality of life, and have just been told you have to live with it? Hi, I'm Dr. Tony Barata, founder of Barata Holistic Center. Now there is a non-invasive, natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Sacramento. I'd like to invite you to our next free seminar where we will teach you how to reverse this debilitating condition. This is a free seminar, but space is limited. To reserve your spot, call 916-979-0716.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I have goosebumps right now because we get to bring on our radio show, our sports guru out of Las Vegas, and that is you, Miles. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Ronnie.
Miles, if I bet on every team you told me to bet on, I would be rich. You are the prediction guy, which is why I want to start with the NBA playoffs. At the beginning of the year, you said the Warriors would win easily. Do you think that changes now that KD is out of the lineup?
Not at all. I think they will win even if Kevin Durant doesn't play any more games in this entire postseason. I have said this for the last two seasons. They could have won both titles without KD. I mean, Steph is a two-time MVP who has made huge sacrifices to his game for the betterment of the team. Like, let's not get it twisted. Every team in the NBA, including the Warriors, is better with KD than without. But there is no doubt in my mind they would have won the last two without him. And even if he doesn't come back, they'll win this one without him.
And what I like about it, Miles, is that Curry is getting it done, because I was doubting his clutchness when all that limelight was on KD. Now let's turn our attention to the fact that KD may not be back with the Warriors next year. What are your thoughts on where he should go?
I think he should go to New York. I mean, the talks of him going to the Knicks have been so all over the place and so common, it almost feels like it's a done deal. But the knock on him is that he has not created a championship team around him. He joined a team that has shown they can win it without him. I could not imagine Michael Jordan joining the Pistons after he got knocked out of the playoffs by them. I couldn't imagine LeBron going and joining the Boston Celtics. But Kevin Durant basically did that. And if he wants to be in the category of an all-time great, he's got to go somewhere and say, this is my team that is built in my image, and we're going to win multiple championships. And the best place for him to do that is with the New York Knicks teaming up with Kyrie Irving.
You know, Miles, that's a great point. I think KD should join that dude, because both of them seem to be miserable. Like, they never smile, they never laugh. What is their problem?
I think their problem is that they thought they were going to get more out of where they went. I thought when KD went to the Warriors, he thought a championship is a championship, and as long as they won one, that monkey would be off his back. But people like me always say it. They could have won it without you. They're probably going to win it without you. And I think in Kyrie's case, he saw what LeBron was doing and saying, huh, I could do that. I could be the best player on the team. And then he learned it's really hard to be LeBron James. And it's not just, oh, I see it, I can do it. And when he was put in that position, he didn't have the leadership skills yet. Now we're talking about a guy who's 26 years old that can still be developed. But I think those two teaming up together in New York for the next chapter of their career makes the most sense for both of them.
Now let's continue with the East and talk about that Greek freak dude at Milwaukee. Do you believe he's the MVP versus Harden on the Rockets?
I love Giannis. I think he's next in line to be the best player in the NBA in a similar way to the LeBron's been for the last handful of years. But the award is the most valuable player. And I look at that as the most valuable player to their team. James Harden's team last year lost their two best defensive players outside of Clint Capella. They also had extreme injuries throughout the season. And the man averaged 36 points per game, which is more than anyone's ever averaged in my entire lifetime. If Giannis gets the award, he's had a great year, but part of that is because he got a great coach that brought in a new system. He has way more depth and talent around him than they do in Houston. The most valuable player to their team in the league this year was James Harden. If you're going to give it to Giannis, you might as well call the award the best player on the team that won the most amount of games.
And of course, when we talk about other teams that are up and comers, we've got to point out the Kings, right? You said the Lakers were going to have a better record than the Kings, and you got it wrong, which makes me feel so good in asking you this question. What the hell is wrong with the Lakers?
Oh, you know, it's kind of like at work when someone oversees a department and they have no idea what they're doing. That's kind of the front office of the Los Angeles Lakers. No one really has true experience in the role that they're in. And they're only taking advice from people who are going to say nice things to them. I think it's time to cut bait with listening to the Lakers of the past, because they're part of the Laker family. We need to talk about the Lakers' future and bring in experienced, qualified executives to push the team forward, not live in the glory years of the past.
That's what I really appreciate about you, Miles, is that even though you love the Lakers and you're blinded by that light, you're honest, you're transparent, and you know that they are a drama disaster. All right, Miles, I thank you so much for your time. I look forward to our next interview when we can talk about what my awful Giants can do.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but on the other side is our tax man, and he has a very interesting discussion about H&R Block and, of course, a valuable tax tip that can save you money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Garrett Ridley, the dog training expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Do you have a dog who doesn't listen to you or acts aggressively or who even pulls too hard on the leash when you walk them? I can help. Or if you have a puppy who needs new training, please give me a call at 530-409-1879. I've trained hundreds of dogs of all ages and breeds. And I can train your dog too, so give me a call. Garrett Ridley at 530-409-1879.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services, tax expert on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. It's time to take care of your tax issues. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Here at OIC Tax Services, we have terms and financing, so I don't want you to feel that you have to pay all of our fees up front. We are affordable, so please call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. Or go to OICTaxServices.com. Thank you.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Good morning, everyone. This is your tax man segment. I'm Robert Forsyth, your tax man, owner, OIC Tax Services. Keep this number, 1-800-695-3010. Going to keep that in your pocket when you're going to need to call it the tax man. Well, I want to kind of go over a subject we talked about last week, and that is the free tax returns that H&R Block and TurboTax were advertising. And of course, we know that the Los Angeles city attorney filed a lawsuit against them for misleading low-income taxpayers with the free tax preparation. And we all remember this. Remember this? It's free, free. Remember? Free, free, free. Well, congratulations, because they now have a class action lawsuit. So do you know what that means? That's right. Get your checkbook out. Let's start writing some checks. So what do we have here? This is a law firm. Let me take a look here at these guys. Gibbs Law Group, LLP, one of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs, they filed a class action lawsuit. We all know who wins there, the attorneys. But still, this is going to be a real problem for H&R Block and TurboTax because it's going to erode the public's confidence. They are advising us here that these companies did hide the little tab on their website that goes to the free tax preparation, or they miscoded it so you could never find it. So, and hence, all these taxpayers who thought they were going to get free tax preparation ended up paying for it. Well, that's kind of what I thought when I heard free, free, free. Something's not right here. This is really where the damage is going to be. And of course, their damage is going to be with their checkbook also. But, you know, as I always look, when the government takes action against any company or an individual, I always look and say, what do you think the government's up to? So let's give these guys a chance. Let's give them their day in court. All right, let's switch gears here a little bit. I want to talk about Donald Trump's tax returns. That's right. Steve Mnuchin came out and said, guess what? I'm not turning them over to you. He's even been subpoenaed. And, you know, with President Trump's tax returns, is anybody in Congress really going to understand them? I mean, for crying out loud, he's got corporations, he's got holdings, he's got casinos and hotels. They want 6 years of tax returns. And I really don't blame them for not turning them over. President Trump has been attacked three ways to heaven here. We all know this. So I don't think they're going to have anything else to do but give his enemies more ammunition. Well, let's talk about my tax tip for the week. I want everybody to think about this for a minute. We talked about what's going on with H&R Block. We talked about what's happening with TurboTax. I want you to find a good, solid accountant, CPA, someone that you trust, that you can handle your tax returns with and a good confidant. Here at OIC Tax Services, of course, I have my stable of regular clients. They all trust my tax accountants, and I all encourage everyone to. If you're looking for an accountant, someone to handle your taxes, call me at 1-800-695-3010, or maybe you've already done your taxes and you owe the IRS or the state. You're going to need a consultation. 1-800-695-3010. Call me there. I can help you with those Schedule Cs. And don't forget, I can also do corporation taxes too. Thank you very much.
You know what's so cool about that, Bob? I'm really glad you brought up our president's tax returns, because you know what? President Donald Trump, you are winning as it relates to your tax returns. The longer you go without revealing them, hallelujah. All right, everybody, I'm out of time, but the bottom line is I want to thank you so much for your support, for liking us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio, for checking out our experts like Bob and Joe and Mark on our beautiful website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com. And I want to remind you of something. If you're not winning in your life, G-O-Y-A. As long as you're alive, you can always change. Have a great week, everybody. My producer Mike and I look forward to seeing you next Sunday morning on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.